Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hello, this is Natalie.
Hey, it's Ginny and Zebu. I've got a joke for you.
Go, go, go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting sheep. Ginny to one of our podcasts, uninterrupted.
Let's take this interview bit by bit and try to find the textbook answer. I'll try not to sound like a train wreck with missing teeth and a dead battery. I'll make sure my anatomy is intact with any rattle. I think my cup runneth over, so it's time to end scene and get what you came for and welcome Vanity Theft to her society. Hello, girls.
Hi. Hey. That was awesome.
Thank you very much. We were just saying before that we were hearing what you guys was kind of bantering backstage. It was really cool to be in the heart of it with rock stars. So it's we're really excited to have you on our show. Can you tell us a little bit about your group, first of all?
Well, we formed when we were in high school. I mean, we've kind of been together for a while, technically since 2005, but we just got a lot more serious a couple years ago, and we've been touring now full-time for the past year and a half. We have a record out called Get What You Came For. It came out February of this year, and so we're still just touring and trying to get the word out about our band. We started as a four-piece, but now we're just a three-piece with a rotating bassist, or like a touring bassist, and indie pop rock, electro, kind of trying to do our own thing.
Nice. And I noticed that you guys did the Lady Killer tour with one of our favorite groups, Hunter Valentine. What was that like?
Crazy.
Awesome.
It was awesome. They're really good friends of ours, and we had Ticostero with us too, and we're friends with them, and it was just like the best friend tour.
And is there any kind of act that you aspire to tour with or support down the track?
There's a lot. There's a lot of acts that we would love to tour with. We all listen to a lot of different bands, so I'm sure any of us would love to tour with our favorite band. Lady Gaga.
Do you know what the funny thing is with Lady Gaga? When she first came out here to Australia, she was the supporting act for the Pussycat Dolls, and I actually went to that concert. But the funny thing was, she was much better. Her 20 minutes on stage was much better than the whole Pussycat Dolls concert. So it was actually, she would be an amazing act to support her.
I actually
knew a few of my friends that went, and they actually left after watching Lady Gaga, because I kind of went there just for Lady Gaga, not for the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah. I would be pretty down with opening for Lady Gaga. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
I think Lady Gaga would be down with your name too, Vanity Theft. And can I say too, that's a pretty cool name. What does it mean? Where'd you get it? Let us know the history about the coding of the group.
We were sitting in a basement and we came up with it.
Yeah, well, we were throwing around a bunch of different names. I think we had like four names in the first week that we were a band. I think it was like a combination of two or something, and we liked it because it sounded cool. And because we started having serious interviews, we kind of came up with a meaning after the fact, but now we kind of just say it's like about trying to stay humble, don't take yourself too seriously.
And girls, obviously touring as much as you have and going to different places across America, you've obviously seen a lot of gigs and a lot of acts. What's the strangest thing you've seen at a gig so far?
Salt Lake City.
This one show we were actually playing, it was in Salt Lake City, and one of the bands we were playing with, the lead singer took her shirt off on stage. She was wrapped up in saran wrap, and then she proceeded to put fake blood all over her boobs. Completely out of the blue. Like, totally random. I mean, we weren't complaining, but it was definitely took us by surprise.
Yeah, she's listening. We love you. Thanks for letting us crash your house.
Yes, she's really nice.
And how would you guys describe your style of music?
It's always kind of a hard question. I mean, because I think that we all pull influences from so many different types of music and bands that sometimes I guess it's hard to put our finger on it, I guess. But I normally just kind of spit out a jumble of words. Like indie, rock, electro, pop.
Yeah, fun.
Mishmash.
Yeah, we just try to make people move.
Mishmash. Yeah. I like that.
You don't say mishmash over there?
No, but we will now.
Yeah, we're pretty
good. I want to come to Australia.
You want to come to Australia? We'd love to have you in Australia too. And obviously, rock music is pretty good in the underground clubs here, isn't it, Zebu?
Oh, it is. And especially girl bands. Everyone loves an old girl band. I know I do.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. I would love to. Please help us spread the word. We'll be there.
Oh, we'll spread the word. We definitely will spread the word. You spread mishmash, we'll spread Vanity Theft. How's that?
And you know what? Knowing Australia, they'll probably make that into a spread that you can put on your toast. Like Vegemite.
Yeah. Have any of you tried Vegemite?
Ew, I have.
Vegemite.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I haven't. I guess Elise has, but
tried it one time.
Didn't like it?
No. Yeah, I'm really picky.
No, that's all right. You and millions of others are probably in the same boat.
Yeah, because you do realize that if you do come to Australia, that protocol that we do to all of our guests, if you come to Australia, you have to eat Vegemite on toast. That's the deal.
Yeah. I'll give it a shot if you get to go to Australia.
Yeah, I think they're going to actually start at the airport. At customs, you actually have to have a little bit of Vegemite before you... No, I'm serious. No, I'm just joking.
And then you got to hug a koala bear just to greet the people.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's the best entrance into Australia.
Yeah. You guys actually have, like, have you ever held a koala bear?
I have when I was very young. You've got to be supervised because they can scratch your face off.
Oh, well, maybe I'll clean here.
They may look cute and cuddly, but they're not that
innocent. Yeah. But you can actually hold one and touch one. I think only certain zoos allow it.
Maybe we'll, like, sedate one and then hold it.
And just hug it.
That's the safest way. I do that. I'd sedate Ginny when I want to hug her, so.
Yeah, it's cool. I do scratching claw quite easily.
Hey, I'm an Australian. Yeah. It's what we do. I've got to live our emblem.
Now, girls, we've got a game we play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? It's a game where we've got 50 questions numbered through to 1 to 50, and there's a question next to each number. So we're going to ask you to pick three random numbers between 1 and 50, and we're going to ask you the corresponding question. Would you like to play?
Sure. I'm a little scared about questions, but we'll
just... with three numbers.
You go first, Brittany.
All right, I want 18.
18? Okay. This is an interesting one. When was the last time you cried?
I don't cry.
He literally does not cry, ever.
Oh, come on. I think I cried.
Yeah, like once.
I think I cried out of anger when my car got towed a couple months ago. Do angry tears count?
So do you cry at all during, movies and stuff? You know, a movie crier?
We all watched The Notebook together one day, and everyone told me that if I didn't cry, I didn't have a soul. And I did cry, so I'm kind of worried about myself. There have been movies that I've cried at. I can't think right now. Normally, I'll cry at, like, the
Twilight.
Oh, wait. What's the one with Sandra Bullock?
Oh, my God. With the Blind Side.
Yeah, I cried at The Blind Side. That's really embarrassing.
It's all right. I cried in Lion King, so you're fine.
Oh, God. Every time, man. Every time.
Who doesn't?
Oh, good. Phew.
Lion King is my all-time favorite movie, and, you know, you can't not cry. I still cry at 26 when I watch it.
Dude, I cry. Me too. Did you see it in 3D? Man.
No, not yet. I want to. No one would come to the cinema with me.
Okay? I'll take you to see Lion King 3D.
Can you? Thank you. Oh, yay. Finally. I'm going to go with me. I was contemplating kidnapping a child to go, hey, watch it with me, but thanks, you've saved me a quarter.
Here's with another number.
Okay, this is Alicia. I'm gonna pick number 8.
Each of you, who would you turn straight for?
Let's see.
That's assuming all
or gay for, whichever.
Yeah, so, yeah, whatever your sexual preference is, the other one.
Oh, God, this is a really bad question for me. can I pick a different number?
Sure.
I meant 38.
Apple or PC?
Apple, for sure. I just got an iPhone, and it is my jam. Yeah. I'm an Apple girl.
Not nearly as interesting of a question.
Yeah, that question pales in comparison, but for the record, yeah, for the record, I'll go straight for Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
What?
No, Can you say that again? Justin Bieber?
No,
I'm kidding. I don't even know. I think he might, well, I shouldn't say that.
We all think that, don't worry.
The first time I saw him, I thought he was a lesbian, so.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say too, Alicia. Justin Bieber, I was actually thinking of kidnapping him to take him to the Lion King, but I think you've got that covered for me. And hit us with one lucky last number.
Oh, that's Elise. I'm going to go with 27.
Okay. How do you take your coffee?
A little bit of cream and 3/4 of an equal packet. Like, literally 3/4 of an equal packet sugar. It's fake sugar.
3/4 of an equal packet. Really?
Yeah, I know, it's really weird.
In America, you do top it up with a lot of cream. Is that like a consent the way everyone does it?
I don't like a lot, like a butt ton of cream, but But, like, I like it to be a milky color. I like that milky color.
She likes it creamy and disgusting.
Give her question number 8.
Yeah, question number 8 doesn't sound so bad now, huh?
When you guys come to Australia, we can ask you that question so you have some time to ponder over it.
Yeah,
that's what I could never pick. Like, a dude, a guy or a girl. That's a hard one.
It's funny because some people know straight away because, like, I think Zebu's was Zac Efron.
Mine's Zac Efron.
Ew. Oh, Zac Efron.
Whoa. Okay, so we know who you won't turn straight for. That narrows it down.
I would pick, like, a manly man. Like,
Robert Gant. Have you heard of Robert Gant? He played Ben on Queer as Folk.
Oh, I'd probably know him if I saw him, but I can't think of who it is right now.
I'll stick to my Zac Efron.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for your time tonight and for spending some time with us before your gig. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on our show.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll get to meet you guys someday when we come across.
Absolutely. Well, we're coming over to LA in March next year and doing New York as well. So if you guys are around, come and say hello because we'll be doing our radio show from there.
Oh, awesome. We spend a lot of time in LA, so definitely keep in touch and hopefully we'll meet you guys soon. I'll take you to Lion King 3D.
Yay! I'll bring the tissues.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring the tissues too.
I'll bring my towel.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
This is DJ Asher with the hottest lesbians on the air, Ginny and Natalie on Her Society, and I Love Vegemite and Tim Tams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.